Welcome. This is Afi Pittman, founder of the Let's Talk About It community for Christian women who need a safe place to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And I am your mentor for overcoming life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to the Praying for Your Future Husband 5-Day Audio Guide. So before I go any further, I just want to let you know how it's going to work. You're going to get, for 5 days, daily emails with your message, and that message is going to contain the prayer strategy to pray in regards to your desire for marriage, specifically for your future husband. So make sure that you're checking your email every day for the next 5 days, or actually the next 4 days. Today is the first day. make sure that the emails aren't, you know, going to your spam filter. So I created this mini audio course for single Christian women who desire marriage, because I really want to come alongside you and honor your desire for marriage, because I know that if you sign up for this course, chances are you may have experience, interacting with people in your faith community who weren't able to provide meaningful or helpful guidance in terms of how to date for marriage as a single Christian woman in today's society or in today's world, even though they themselves might be married, right? So I know how frustrating that is. I know firsthand, because I am a single dating Christian woman. And part of why I do what I do is because I got tired of people who had no clue as to how I felt or what I've been through. I got tired of people like that trying to give me bad advice and then turning around and shaming me because I wanted to be married. And what that looks like is, well, just stop being so, stop wanting it so bad and it'll happen. Or, just sit in the church and be good and don't do X, Y, and Z. Don't chase a guy and he'll find you. So in my quest of figuring out what it really takes to honor God in my dating life, I discovered that prayer is a game changer. You know, it's one of the most powerful resources you have in your faith arsenal anyway. So why wouldn't you apply it to your desire for a husband? So in this mini audio course, I'm going to give you 5 specific things to pray over your future husband. And today is day 1, and we are going to talk about why you need to pray for God to protect your future husband from distraction. Another way to think of it is to ask God to protect him from counterfeit, which is basically anyone who is not you or anyone who has ill intentions towards him romantically. And here's where I got this from. About 2 years ago, I was deployed to Bahrain, and I ran into and connected with a brother in Christ who I'd known, kind of knew him around from a previous deployment. And we got to talking about relationships, because he's married and I wanted to know his take on certain aspects of relationships. So we started talking about why, to me, from my point of view, it seemed like sometimes men were so slow to commit, but when they did, they picked someone they regretted being committed to. And here's what he told me. He said, Afi, there's a lot of counterfeit. There's a lot of it out here. And as we talked more about this concept of counterfeit, it made me realize that men are vulnerable too when it comes to relationships. They are vulnerable to being deceived into thinking that a woman is good for them just because she looks good to them. And I've heard men say something along the lines, well, I decided to talk to you because you were cute. This is what men have said to me. I decided to talk to you because you were cute. So I wanted to find out what you were talking about because you look so cute. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, what if I, knew all the things to say to you and knew how to play you and game you, and then we got married, and then what? You having buyer's remorse? And that's just my take on that. It's just something for you to think about. I'm not saying that every guy who's in that situation is like that, but just remember that your future husband is out there somewhere, and you want to pray this over him to make sure that he's not getting entangled with someone who has no intentions or doesn't have the best of intentions towards him. So, okay, ladies, the prayers in this audio guide are really just a few of the strategies that I have personally used for progress in dating for marriage. So if you want all of my prayer strategies, you should get your copy of my prayer guide for single Christian women. And I have the direct link here for you below and in the daily email that you receive. But it's a lot easier to just, click below the audio to go directly there. That prayer guide has a lot of strategies that will help you to really think about and to help you navigate your way into successfully dating for marriage. okay? And I also want you, if you're interested, I have a link below as well. Check out the 4-week Let's Talk support group. It'll be the first one where we're going to be talking about strategies for today's Christian woman to successfully date for marriage, and praying for your future spouse will definitely be discussed. So to get the details for the support group, again, just click the link below, or you can go to authorofmyfaith.com/join, but it's easier to just click the link below. And if you can't make it live, you can always get access to the replay. All right, girls, so that's it for today. And make sure you join in for day 2 tomorrow. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.